We pray, our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation. Picture this. You're trying to follow a path through the jungle. There are many obstacles in the way. However, you've got a sharp machete with you, so you can hack your way through the undergrowth. Other weapons are available to you, which enable you to fight off the wild animals. All of this you're willing to do. You're willing to struggle on because the destination is well worth the struggle. However, immediately in front of you is an obstacle which cannot be seen. It is covered over with leaves and branches. Not until you walk right into it do you realize that there is a pool of quicksand. Then it is too late. You're stuck and you're sinking. Your only hope is that somebody might come along who will pull you out. At a time like that, you wish that you had hired a guide to lead you so that you could avoid the quicksand. This world is a jungle. We have a destination, but it requires of us that we walk through the jungle. Sometimes the path is obscured by the undergrowth of wickedness and the overgrowth of false teaching. The wildlings of this world threaten us along the way. The roaring lion, the wolves in sheep's clothing, seeking to devour us. However, we are equipped with the tools that we need to continue on. We have the Word of God with which we can cut away the undergrowth, and we can let the light shine in the darkness created by the overgrowth. Tools in which we can fend off the wildlings. But what about that hidden quicksand? That thing that comes without our anticipation, unsuspected, deceitful. That quicksand that can suck us down to death and destruction. For this we pray, lead us not into temptation. The Bible is filled with references to the path, the way. In fact, in the early days of the Christian church, the church was called the Way. Our life of faith and our behavior is referred to as our walk. God acknowledges only two pathways for mankind. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it. According to our Lord, the vast majority of the people on this earth are walking on that broad and easy way that leads to their everlasting destruction. Those who walk on the narrow and difficult way are and always will be in the minority. But as difficult as it is, this is the only way that leads to life everlasting. The destination is worth the struggle. Now, there's always going to be somebody who comes along with magnificent oratory and a broad smile on his pleasant face who says, "Come on, come with me. I found a new way. Walk with me and you will be happy." There are former ILC students who have been sucked in by this quicksand. However, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it, then you will find rest for your souls. In Bethlehem, some 2,000 years ago, the Son of God came to earth, born as a human baby, came to pave the way that was long foretold. From infancy into childhood, from the teenage years into adulthood, Jesus of Nazareth did all that was necessary in order for there to be a pathway to eternal life. In perfect obedience, he lived. In perfect obedience, he died. And in obedience to the will of the Father, he rose again from the dead. In all this, he wiped out all that was wrong about us and replaced it with all that was right about him. And when the time was right, Christ came to you personally through the glad tidings of great joy. And he was born in your heart. Filled with eternal life, your feet were set upon a new pathway, new for you at least, but old as far as God is concerned. Full of joy, you were gladly set out upon that journey to glory. However, it wasn't long before you learned that the way is not easy. Even as Jesus himself faced the fierce opposition of Satan and the wicked world, so you are even now learning that those who walk with Jesus must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Thus you discover that new and deceptive death traps lie before you. The temptations of the devil, the world, and your own flesh are like pools of quicksand. They appear harmless until you step into them, fall into them, and then they begin to suck you down to your own destruction unless someone rescues you. Again, we pray, lead us not into temptation. When we began to walk on this new, old pathway to heaven, we did accept only one to be our guide. Only Jesus has the knowledge and the vision to know and to see the traps that lie ahead of us. This is not only because he is God, but also because he lived here on earth. And he experienced the very same temptations, yet without sin. Only Jesus has made it through to journey's end. Therefore, only he is capable of leading us and doing it in such a way that we do not fall into spiritual quicksand. And when we ignore his leadership and fall into the pit, only he has the strength to pull us out again and set our feet back on the pathway of righteousness. Only with his help, his leadership, can we make it through to journey's end. In the sixth petition, we are not praying, "Don't lead us." Rather, we are praying, "Lead us and do it in such a way that we do not fall into those death traps that surely lie along our pathway, the death traps of temptation. We want this God alone to be our guide as we journey through this jungle on earth. Then we will overcome. We will obtain the victory. We will reach our destination. Let's turn to hymn 127, which will serve as our closing prayer, verses 1 and 4.